power of the city, the hydroelectric trees. Now we got more electricity we can't ever use. The flooding out in Holland, all the folks down there moved out. They got paid so there ain't nothing left to think about. Some of them made a living cutting the timber down, sticking in one log at a time up the hill and back to town. The TVA had a way to clear it off real fast. Lots of men and machinery built it down. Uncle Frank lived on bottom down on Cedar Creek. About 15 acres when he got back home from overseas. 15 rocky acres, figured no one else would want. With all that backed up water, had to have some place to go. Uncle Frank couldn't read or write. Never held down a job or needed one in his life. But they assured him there'd be work for him in town, building cars. It's already going down. Cars never came to town, and the roads never got built, and the price of all their power kept on going straight uphill, and the banks around the hollow so for lakefront property, the doctors, lawyers, and musicians teach the kids who want to ski. Just a rope around his neck, and the kitchen table turned on its side.
Thank you. So we wrote this song in 1987. And the band broke up in 91. We had just recorded a record, which still hadn't come out, but it will yet. The album's called Town Burned Down, and I think we thought this would be our single. And about a year and a half after the band broke up, another band had a really big hit single with the same name and some of the same lines. And at that time, I was unemployed and broke and really depressed. And I would hear that song on the radio, and I'd get so goddamn mad. And I was living at my mother's house, and I was pushing 30. And my mom would have the Lifetime Network on TV, and I needed a break, and I'd flip the channel, and it would end up on that goddamn music channel. And I'd see a video of that song with the same name that was like the second biggest selling single of that year. And I'd get so goddamn mad.
They ripped you off!
And I'd go to Nashville to meet with like our music business people that we knew. And they wouldn't return my calls. They wouldn't even talk to me.
Fuckers.
And then I'd turn on the TV and there was that motherfucking song. And I was so mad. And in the years since, you know, I'm not mad anymore. And hell, I know some of those guys. And they didn't steal it. It's just, you know, the title of the song's a cliche. I stumbled on it. Tom Petty stumbled on it. Roseanne Cash stumbled on it. And they stumbled on it. They just had a big hit with it, and we didn't, and I was mad. But I ain't mad no more. But I still like the song. I don't care if the fucking title's a cliche. And I wrote this song in 1987 during my parents' divorce. The best line of the song is actually something I heard my dad say to my mom, and I ain't gonna say which one it is, but if you like the line, it's probably your favorite too. So here we go. This one's called Runaway Train.